Nico, what you listening to? You got headphones in, you don't know what you're listening to?
No. Spotify,
it's just randomly. Alright, coach.
Hey.
So what's game plan today?
We're gonna attack their offhand and we're gonna run Boston five out.
Five out? What's that?
Five players on the wing. You pass, you cut after you pass, and you look for the open man on the cutter.
Got it. This is Max. Max comes up to about middle of my ribs, plays soccer for fun. Max, what are you going to do today on the court?
I don't know.
I don't know?
Yeah.
You don't know? I don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, do you have any goals today on the court?
No.
No. Max is here in shorts, tennis shoes, and a basketball jersey, but he don't know. Okay, Caleb likes to handle the ball. What are we going to do today?
We're going to win, and we're going to run five out in Boston, and we're going to do it right.
Someone was paying attention during practice. Nico.
Yeah.
What are we going to do today on the court?
Pass, and then run five out, and then...
What about defensively?
Guard your man.
Guard your man?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to shuffle.
Shuffle our feet. And
Ben,
break down.
Jack, come here. What are we going to do on the court today?
Five out.
What is it?
Five out.
Yeah.
And a shuffle for defense.
And Jack, what are you going to do today on the court?
Boston.
Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Is Boston, what is Boston, guys?
Boston
is a play.
It's a play?
It's a play where two people pick the person... who's defending the guy with the ball, and then the guy with the ball runs up and shoots the hoop. Then there are two decoys on the side.
Got it. Eric, what are we going to do on the court today?
Win?
Oh, there's the answer I've been waiting for. The one word answer. Excellent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who haven't I hit?
Peter,
come here. What are we going to do on the court today?
Win.
Oh, come on. If they weren't feeding you an answer, what are we going to do on the court today?
Force people left to right.
All right. Okay. All right. It's game three, Community Bible Church basketball on a Saturday. I'm coaching with my son, and 2-0. It's not about winning, it's about teaching. More to come. I'm here with Cameron Miller, the coach of Team B, fifth and sixth graders for Community Bible Church Basketball League. Cam, how are you feeling so far for the season?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. We've been successful. We have three wins and zero losses so far.
Three wins, as he says this with his eyes cocked, eyebrow, seriously, dramatically expressing his confidence in this team. Looks like a grizzled college coach who's just rolling with the punches here. How did today's game go?
It went well. We won 32-22. They ran the offense correctly, defensive. They were sliding, shuffling, and grabbing boards with two hands, which is what I asked them.
Grabbing boards. Boards being?
Rebounds.
Rebounds. There we go. We've got some listeners who just might be a tinge not into basketball. For those of you who are still listening, and it's basketball. It's what we're talking about, folks. Why did you take the job, coach?
Because I love the game of basketball and everything that goes with it. And if I wasn't going to play, I wanted to teach other kids how to play and see if I would be a good coach or not.
So for context, for those of you listening, this is a recreation instructional church league, and Cam's been part of it since he was kindergarten. He's been reffing. You're reffing this season, right?
Yes.
Yes. And you ref all grade levels?
I ref third grade through fifth grade, boys and girls.
Got it. And about, I don't know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, you asked me a question.
I asked you if you would like to be my assistant coach.
Did you hear that, folks? My son asked me to be his assistant coach. And I'm like, how can I say no? You know, I don't know how many kids want their dads to be their peon, but, you know, I'm happy to take the challenge. And I got nothing to offer other than telling the kids the basics. So Cam's running all the business. What do you think of my assistantship so far here, Cam?
Well, I think you've been a great asset to the team.
Did you go through media training? Is this, you know, ESPN Academy?
No, I'm just good at talking.
Yeah, you are.
No, but Coach Lonnie has been a great asset to the team. He keeps a good and fun, positive energy around everybody. And he's a great help to have.
No tears on the kids' parts?
No tears.
Did any of the kids pull you aside and tell you that, can we get that jerk assistant off the bench?
They did not.
They did not. Okay. All right. Okay. So tell us a little bit about how you run practices.
So we start off, start for the team meeting. I usually go over what I want to do for practice, what we can focus on, and just how we can improve. And then we go through some basic drills, just layups, shooting, stuff like that. And then I usually get into our more advanced drills. And then the last 20 to 15 minutes of practice, I'll go over the offense or a new play, what I want to do that week.
You've taught them how many plays so far?
Taught them one play and one offense.
One offense. And today's play that I saw them run a lot was named?
It was named Boston.
Boston. But, you know, we might have other coaches in the league listening to this, so we don't want to, you know, give the secret away. But
right.
We're yelling Boston from the bench all morning.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to work for about four times I saw it.
Yeah, actually, they got to the rim with it quite a bit.
First time they ran it, it was like straight in.
Yeah. Yep.
We have one kid on the team. He is pretty much just plowing a tank path right up the middle. He might as well be a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And without incurring any fouls, he is dropping buckets without any resistance. Resistance is futile with this boy. We have how many games during the season?
Eight.
Okay. So we are three games into the season. It's our second week. We had a doubleheader last week.
Yep.
So this is early read, folks. So we're going to have a part two of Coach Cam on Beyond My Day Life because we're going to see how we actually end up. But your prediction for the season, normal regular season.
7-1.
7-1, ladies and gentlemen. Without hesitation, he says 7-1. I might even actually, the team that we played today stays where they're at. They don't get any better. I dare say we might have a perfect season. Ooh, he's cringing. Well, he actually got a little twitch in his lip when I said that.
Yeah, I don't like to. I mean, there's always games where they can just be off or the other team could be really hot. So I don't want to go with perfection just yet.
Just yet. It's too early.
Yes.
We're three-eighths of the way, almost, you know, mm-hmm. halfway there, and you're still not going to call it for sure.
Mm-mm.
7-1.
Yep.
Okay. All right. What's the biggest thing you've learned so far coaching fifth and sixth grade boys?
They're not always going to listen.
What have you been surprised by?
They're just overall positive attitude during the game. They're always just having fun and just enjoying themselves whenever they get to a chance to play.
I'm surprised how scrappy and successful the smaller guys on the team are.
Yep.
I mean, squirrel, quicksilver, mercury fast.
Yeah, Peter and Bradley do a good job at hustling.
They are all over the place and making a difference. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, all nine. You got nine, right?
Yes.
Yeah, nine. I should know that. Cam takes care of the roster. He sets up the lineup every week, and I just show up with a big goober grin, trying to give high fives to the kids and making sure we got parents running the scorebook and the scoreboard. So, yeah, that's Cam's got it together here. Okay, I just read this in a book by an author named Tim Ferriss. I got it during our national sales meeting this past week. And one of the questions that he asks a whole bunch of people that he interviews, I could have given you a heads up on this before, but I'll ask you now, put you on the spot. If you had to take out a gigantor billboard, what would your billboard say about your team? His question that he asked people isn't that, but it's what would you say on a billboard in this case?
That is a good question.
I know it is. That's why I asked it. Thank you, Tim Ferriss.
Yeah. I would probably put on there, just do the best that you can do.
Not just do it?
No.
Who's that?
Nike.
Okay, so read it for me again. I'm driving by at 190 miles an hour in my Tesla Roadster. What do I see? It's a bit fast, but you know, the torque on that car is nice, so we could go. Anyway, what am I going to see in a blurs moment on the billboard?
Do the best that you can do.
What would the imagery be?
Imagery would probably be a picture of just somebody working hard.
Okay.
Because as a coach of mine told me, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Talent doesn't work hard. You hear that, LeBron? All right. Any closing comments here as we wrap up our preview of the rest of the season, three games into it?
Just continuing for the boys to do the fundamental things that have propelled us to the record that we have right now. I think will keep us afloat.
Keep us afloat. Does that mean like barely surviving?
Well, I mean, above water. So I guess you'd take it however you please, but I'm just hoping that they have fun and they learn something new.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap. If you liked this episode, like us on Facebook and Instagram, Beyond My Day Job. You've been here with Lonnie Miller and
Cameron Miller,
my youngest son, who I'm proud to coach with. And we'll check back in after the season and see if the 7-1 record is improved upon or messed with.
Yes.
All right. That's a wrap.
All righty.
Adios.